This is the CRI News, and I'm Peter Smith. At least 43 people have died and 150 have been injured in a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that hit the border area of southwest China's Yunnan and Guizhou provinces. Most victims were from the Yilan County in Yunnan, the epicenter. No casualties have been reported in Guizhou. More than 100,000 people have been evacuated in Yunnan. Over 20,000 houses have been damaged or collapsed in the quake. Authorities in Yunnan have already sent work teams to the quake-hit area, and the Civil Affairs Department is transporting thousands of tents, quilts and coats to the area. The Chinese President Hu Jintao has met with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on the sidelines of the annual meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Russia. It's their second meeting in 3 months, following Putin's visit to China in May. Hu Jintao has also had separate meetings with the Vietnamese President, Tuong Tan Sang, and Brunei's Sultan Hassanal Bolakai. At the APEC economic leaders meeting slated for the weekend, President Hu and leaders of the other APEC members will discuss trade and investment liberalisation, regional economic integration, food security, as well as cooperation in fostering innovative growth. China's Maritime Safety Administration and the U.S. Coast Guard have successfully completed 2 days of search and rescue exercises in Hawaii. The exercises began with a tabletop discussion to start a dialogue between the two agencies, which share a common mission in protecting sea life. China's Haishun 31 and its helicopter aircrews joined the drill. The U.S. Coast Guard says that the exercises served as a building block towards cooperative partnerships concerning maritime search and rescue, as well as environmental protection measures. The U.S. President Barack Obama has formally accepted the Democratic Party's presidential nomination for a second term. During the primetime speech at the Democratic National Convention, Obama stressed that under his first term, the nation is moving forward. Organizers of the convention said that nearly 6,000 delegates attended the 3-day convention in Charlotte, the largest city in North Carolina. The Democrats hope that the 3-day convention will generate a renewed enthusiasm for Obama's re-election bid and help him win the North Carolina state. South Korea has offered to send aid to the food-stricken North Korea and is awaiting a response. The Unification Minister, Yoo Woo-ik, says that South Korea recently expressed its intention to help its northern neighbour recover from droughts, heavy rains and typhoons. While the two Koreas still remain sharply at odds over deadly border clashes in 2010, the offer could lead to the first aid shipment to the north in 2 years. North Korea's state media have reported that the recent flooding left some 170 people dead and 400 missing. South Korea has staged drills in waters near a set of islets at the centre of the brewing diplomatic row with Japan. The one-day joint defence drill, joined by the Navy and the Coast Guard, was aimed at deterring foreigners from trespassing into South Korea's territorial waters. The exercises, launched in 1986, came amid a reignited dispute over the sparsely inhabited Dokdo Islets called Takeshima in Japan. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak's high-profile visit to the islands last month drew strong protests from Japan, which subsequently proposed taking the issue to the International Court of Justice. The Lanzhou New Area, China's fifth national special economic development zone, is set to become a growth engine to boost the economic development of the country's northwest region. Lanzhou New Area was approved by the State Council in August. It's also the first state-level new development area in the northwest of China. It marks the country's latest efforts to accelerate development of the western regions. The LNA has already attracted 90 investment projects with a total volume of nearly 71 billion yuan. The area's GDP is expected to reach 50 billion yuan by 2015. Authorities in Hunan and Zhejiang provinces say they did not issue approval for the time and location of a controversial human experiment of genetically modified rice. National authorities are now investigating whether dozens of children in Hunan were used as test subjects in a U.S.-China joint research project in 2008 that included genetically modified food, golden rice. Currently, there is still no consensus on whether or not genetically modified food is harmful to the human body. That's the CRI News, and I'm Peter Smith.